Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, last month on Drive Time, we reported on a protest that had halted the building work of 65 social homes in the West Dublin suburb of Mulhuddart. 4 weeks on, and the group of protesters, calling themselves House the Irish First, are still there demanding the allocation of social houses for locals. The site is being developed by the housing association Clwyd. We're going to hear from them shortly. But first, our reporter Della Kilroy went back to the gates of the building site this afternoon to speak to some of the protesters.
We're here in Mulhuddart outside the Town Mower building. We've been protesting here for 4 weeks, looking for 50-50. 50 for our local men, women and children, and 50 for the people off the housing list.
Well, House the Irish First is housing all the Irish citizens. You know, we're getting the less number of housing here. You know, everybody is upset by that, you know. So we did have a meeting with the county council, and it wasn't great. So we're all a little bit down about that today, because that 50-50 was important to us. It showed that there's fairness for everybody. When we came here, we didn't know what we were doing. We honestly didn't know what we were doing. We just lit that fire and sat around the fire drinking tea and having a laugh, and more people came. For us now, it's about the community.
Because there's 10, 11 of you here now. How many people are here every day for the last 4 weeks?
Sometimes there'll be probably 25 people when you come, and sometimes there'll be probably only 2 or 3 people, you know. But we have 24 hours a day, so we have girls and a couple of lads at night time that come and do shifts. So we'd have about 4 or 5 hour shifts each, you know.
You're going into your fourth week of protesting here. Clwyd, the housing organisation, say that they've had to effectively stop work, so slowing down the process of building social homes. Is that your ambition?
No, the work is not completely stopped in there. All the lads are allowed to walk in and out, bring their tools in, they bring their diesel in, and I know this is an inconvenience to them as well, but like I says, we didn't know what we were doing when we came here, and we just want fairness. Some girls here have mental health issues or mental health issues within their family homes with parents and things like that. They want to be close to their parents and still be able to provide that care for the parents, you know. They can't do that from Balbriggan.
Clwyd and the council have said that they've met with you now to explain the process of how the housing is allocated.
Well, it hasn't been good enough, because it doesn't stay anybody from local communities getting them. In fact, if you look at over 55s, the old folk, the disabled and travellers, refugees that need help, you know, if you look at that list, it's a non-national can fit into all of those categories. And that's another thing that's unfair. We do, you can see it around you, it's multiracial around here, like all sorts of races here. And those kids have grown up around here. They need housing too. You know, it's not just Irish kids, and it's not just about Irish people. It's about all peoples.
In the last 4 weeks, there has been an election. I know you said last month that you were considering voting for maybe the Nationalist Party. Have you had any political support, affiliation with any other?
No, we didn't have any support at all. I was looking at all the new parties, the Irish Freedom Party, because we don't know a lot about politics either. So, like, you know, you've got people saying, like, all the new parties, they're the ones that can make the change. And so, yeah, we were looking at that, like.
What would you say to people who would say that there might be a racist element? Because the Facebook group, I suppose, there are comments saying, for example, you know, we have to stop benefits for immigrants. Is there an anti-immigrant sentiment?
The group is set up, but there is outside people that aren't here and aren't from this community. So they could be, I mean, keyboard warriors just in there to try and make this look like a racist thing. It's completely no way racist around here. I mean, we do have other nationalities in this community, so they should be entitled to stay in the community.
And stop breaking families apart and putting them down places where we don't know and they don't know.
Why are you here?
Well, I'm on the council house 7 years now, and I live in my mother's house. It's a 3-bedroom house. And I share a room with my sister, my 2 kids, they're 9 and 5, and my sister has 2 kids, they're 6 and 4, and she's expecting as well. So it's too overcrowded, you know, we've no space or anything. And I've got letters off doctors, TDs, everything to try help getting a house, like, and just, no, I haven't moved. I'm 800 and something on the list, and it'll be another couple of years before I'm actually housed, like.
So what have the council told you?
Today I had a meeting with them today, and they told me that it'll be another few years. They haven't actually given me a time, but they said another few years before I'm housed.
That was mother of two, Celine, ending that report from Della Kilroy in Mulhuddart earlier today. Fiona Cormican is business director with Clwyd Housing and she joins me on the line now. And Fiona, Clwyd is responsible for the development of these 65 social houses in Mulhuddart that at the moment it's a construction-free zone. There's no construction going on because of this protest. But will you tell us about the development and the 65 homes and who they're being built for?
Certainly. Good evening, how are you? Well, Clwyd are delivering these 65 homes on the Ladieswell site in Mulhuddart, which was transferred to us by Fingal County Council for social housing. So we've designed a good mix of 22 apartments that are designed for older persons and 43 two, three and four bed homes for families. The contractor is employed through a public works contract and we expected these homes to be delivered in August of this year.
Now, the protesters have been there for 4 weeks and they say they set up a gazebo to the side of the building site. They say vehicles could still get through. So why have you decided to halt building work?
Well, we haven't, Clwyd haven't decided to halt building work. The contractor informs us that the tent that's set up is actually in the entrance to the site and that his suppliers will not bring heavy goods, vehicles and machinery in on the site because it's too dangerous to drive through people with children and buggies and none of them are willing to risk it. So there's no materials getting to the site. So if there's no materials coming to the site or machinery coming onto the site, then there's no work being done.
And I think you met, or Clwyd, I'm not sure if it was yourself, but Clwyd met some of the protesters. Fingal County Council has met the protesters as well. But the protesters Della spoke to said that they were unhappy with that meeting and about what they were told about the allocation of the homes.
Well, first of all, Clwyd are the contractor, don't decide who get these homes. And Fingal County Council, like all local authorities, operate an allocations policy that's agreed by the elected representatives and it's based on a fair allocation of homes depending on need. At this stage of the process, nobody knows who's getting these houses. But I can tell you there'll be no houses to allocate to anyone if the contractor can't resume work. Stopping the building of new social homes will not solve the housing crisis or make homes available to people who need them. So I fail to see how stopping, if there's a debate to be had, let's have it by all means. But stopping social housing from being built only adds to the overall lack of housing. And that's what we're trying to tackle.
And what do you say to what the women were telling Della there, saying that, you know, they want 50% for locals, they said, and 50% off the list, that young women from Mulhuddart living perhaps with their families at the moment in overcrowded conditions, they want to stay in the community that they know where they have a support structure. They don't want to go, as one woman said, to Balbriggan.
Well, I think, again, the local authority have to retain the right to have a fair allocations process. And this allocations, their allocations process, like all the others, is fair. It's based on who needs houses and people's need for homes. Clues of sympathy for every homeless person in the country, for every person or family in a B&B or hotel, and for every person who doesn't have their own front door or roof over their heads. That's why Clues do what we do. We aim to deliver as many social houses as possible to give homes to people who need them. But I fail to see how stopping the building of these much-needed homes solves any of these problems. If there's a debate to be had, then let's talk about it. But don't stop the building of much-needed homes.
Do you take on board the frustration of the women there? Because their protests seem to be born of a frustration with this long, long wait for a place to live.
Of course I sympathise. I say, Clwyd sympathise, as I said, with everybody who has housing difficulties in this country. That's why we do what we do. But stopping homes being built isn't going to solve the problem. Let's have the conversation about allocations. I understand that Fingal County Council have the fairest allocation process possible. It was designed and agreed by the local elected representatives. So that's where the conversation needs to be had. But stopping the building of housing will make sure that nobody, including these protesters, will get a house on that site because it will be none built.
In the meantime, Fiona, will either yourselves or Fingal now encounter penalties for delays in the building from the developer?
Of course we will. The contractor is employed under a public work contract and, you know, he can't work. The costs of working are building up hugely. But more importantly, the subcontractors can't work on site. And if the subcontractors can't work on site, then they move off to another site. And with the current shortages, getting those subcontractors back is going to be extremely difficult.
Fiona
all of this is racking up costs.
All right. Fiona Cormican from Clwyd Housing. Thank